Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, September the 24th, and if you look at your calendar, you'll notice, Jennifer, that there are no more Fridays in September. So that would mean that a week from today it is the oomph of October. How about them apples? And we'll celebrate it here as we celebrate every day on the DJV program. Something to celebrate today, the fact that Jay Kirshner is back in the fold with us. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, I would like to spend a moment having you tell the story of how difficult this is for people who are experiencing or may experience the same thing that you have at home with your husband having COVID. You don't. You have a small baby. How did you live? How are things in the confines of your home, if you don't mind telling us the story?
Yeah, honestly, I am running on fumes. I am absolutely exhausted. I've almost got nothing left. I'm so happy that I'm going to be able to get some sleep in a little bit. I'm looking forward to nap time, but it's been really difficult because we live in a ranch. It's a small ranch, and so it's kind of like a rectangle home. And so Ryan has been on the one side of the house while Mac and I have been on the other side, and it's just been exhausting because I won't let Ryan do anything. If he needs anything, I get it for him. Constantly wearing masks, Cloroxing everything, Lysoling everything. Every morning, Ryan puts his clothes and his blankets and everything in a bag, and then I wash them immediately because I also want him to get healthy. I don't want him to be, like, sitting in that sickness. So it's just, it's really been a lot handling everything on my own and then some because of the extra cleaning. And I think I've mentioned before, I can be a bit of a hypochondriac anyway.
No.
So yes. It's like, I don't want this. Ragweed almost took me out last month. So I don't want this. I don't want Mac to get it. So we're trying to do everything right. But it's been so long. And he started to have a couple days where he was feeling better. He took another turn yesterday, started feeling those flu-ish symptoms again. But also, we've been looking online. I'm actually going to call Mac's pediatrician's office today to ask some questions because there's no set answers for anything. You read one thing about it's 10 days from the first day of symptoms, and then you can stop quarantining no matter how you're feeling.
You're talking about that. The pediatrician, you're talking about how that applies to the baby, what Ryan's going through?
Yeah, we're going to ask when can Ryan really stop quarantining because online says different things. It's either Ryan can stop quarantining from the first day of his symptoms, 10 days right after the first day, or 10 days after the last day. You read things about if you have COVID, you could possibly test for positive for COVID for up to a month, where you're seeing doctors and professional athletes being told, well, if you're vaccinated, you only have to wait 4 days, then you can test again. And as soon as you have 2 negative tests, you can get back to work. And it's like professional athletes are getting negative tests 2 in a row and getting back to work within 4 days. So why are we also seeing that some people will test positive for up to a month? It's just, there's nothing.
Isn't that the frustrating part? That was when I had it. And I know it's been a little bit longer because it was still earlier on, but it's so confusing. It's like there's one person tells you one thing, you read another thing, the doctors won't see you because you're contaminated. I mean, it's really.
What's a doctor for? I'd change doctors. If that were the case,
Every one of them won't see you. If you have COVID, you go to the hospital.
Not even COVID. That's how I found my primary care physician finally after how long of living in Nashville, almost a decade, because I was dealing with such severe asthma induced by allergies that it got so bad because I couldn't get in with an allergist. I couldn't get in with anybody to take a look at my lungs. And it progressed into a full-blown lung infection because every time I got a doctor's appointment, they would cancel on me. This doctor that I finally have was the first one to not cancel on me. Well, actually, they did, but I didn't get that message, so I showed up anyway. And they still saw me, but they've seen me, you know, multiple times since. And then I had to call them because they were monitoring my lungs just based on what I was dealing with. And I had to call them. And I'm like, hey, we need to postpone my next appointment because my husband has COVID.
now you're on the blacklist.
Now I'm on the blacklist. Well, yeah. That's another reason I want to talk to my son's pediatrician, because Mac is going stir crazy too. I want to get him out of the house. I'm thinking maybe take him to the zoo. It's outdoors. It's open air. We can avoid people. But I also don't want to be careless and run the risk of... I've been tested. I've tested negative, but Mac is too young to be tested. I don't want to run the risk of maybe he does have it and he's not sick from it, but he could give it to other people. I want to be responsible.
Mm. What a conundrum. That's no place anybody would like to be. Well, I'm glad you're back, even though you would like to be in bed to help us through the next couple of hours of the DJV program. But this is a case study in what goes on. And I knew that you were having a hard time getting advice from people. I think it's shameful, frankly. Doctors say they don't want you to come if you have it, but what a doctor is supposed to be doing for you and with you, I think there's got to be some system to set up to have doctors work. I don't know. I don't know what
it's
the system is.
It's such a weird luxury that they're afforded, right? If they're in private practice, they can just say, oh, no, sorry. If you have symptoms, yeah, we don't want to see you. And yet doctors and nurses and hospitals, they don't have that option, and they're at the breaking point. Physically, mm-hmm, mentally, you see it all across the country.
Oh, yeah, strikes. Their nurses going on strike because they've been on duty sometimes 24 hours a day, yeah, 7 days a week. You got to take a swing at that, and some have not wanted to get the shots for whatever the reason. It's crazy. It's the intimacy here, or lack thereof, is very frustrating. So anyway, we're happy to have your voice and happy to have your thoughts and happy to have your work, and sorry for the reality of what your situation is, but you'll get through. You'll make it through.
Yeah,
Ryan,
absolutely.
So what's Ryan doing for his work?
Is
Ryan's not working?
No, he is.
He
works from home. Yeah. So
yeah. I knew he worked from home, but I wondered
whether. Studio media room. He's been, and the poor guy is sore because he's been sleeping on a couch for the last how many days? Almost 2 weeks.
That's tough to recover too when you're feeling sick and you're on a couch.
Yeah.
Get an air mattress for him. Blow it up. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. All right. Well, Jay, thanks for telling the story. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug. Here we go with another shooting. This is Jay. I'm gonna come back to you because you're in Nashville. The shooting is this a mall? What's a grocery store?
It was at a Kroger grocery store. This happened right outside of Memphis, in West Tennessee.
13 people shot altogether. 12 of them. So the only one dead is the shooter.
Two people died so far. Yeah, two people died and 12 people, I think, were injured. I guess he walked in and just started going.
Ugh.
And people were hiding again. And we heard this story in Colorado when they were hiding in freezers and breaking into offices to try to get out. I think it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound that got him.
Yes,
though.
It was. Yeah, that would get him. So if you remember, Jay and ladies, Tennessee earlier this year became the latest state to allow anybody who's 21 or older to carry handguns without clearing a background check.
That's
what was the reason?
Ridiculous.
What could
for
go
that?
Wrong?
Yeah.
Well, this could go wrong. So who argues against this other than people who have, you know, the gun nuts, if that's what you want to call them, freedom? Freedom.
Well, no, a lot of gun nuts. I know a lot of responsible gun owners who are
Me
all
too.
In favor
They're
of
not
background
the
checks.
Yeah,
so,
not
the Second Amendment, I don't know. I don't like to put them all together. I'm for a responsible background.
I don't either. I don't think that's fair.
I'm for a responsible background check. I also, I also see the value of people of good guys with the guns taking down bad guys with the guns, because that's what happens many times in these situations. You know, when they go on long enough, this guy went in with a suicide mission, allegedly, and just went in and shot and then shot himself, and I think it happened pretty quickly, but it's just, again, it's not the gun that goes off and kills people. It's the person that pushes the trigger.
Yeah, but there's a common sense quotient here to this, Jen.
Well, Jen's point is it's the person. It's not the gun. That's why you should have a background check on the person.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, the background checks.
It's also, it's also the reality check that we all have. What's causing people to do this? What is causing people to do it? How is it, is it desensitized
to violence? There's some people who don't have the same sense of balance that, let's say, Jay and her family have. And they could be Somebody could be triggered by something like that. Oh, I don't want to stay home anymore, and I don't care whether other people get COVID or not. There are a lot of people who are not balanced, and it's caused by perhaps heredity. Some of it's caused by using drugs, the maladjustment that people have genetically. Who knows? But there are a lot of things that upset people and are upsetting. And they can't deal, they can't cope, they can't put up with, they don't know how to, they don't understand the vagaries of the real world these days. And listen, we all get frustrated, we all get angry, we all get to that point sometimes where we just want to scream, but not too many people pick up a gun and want to go shoot everything up. Yeah, that's about the most selfish, it's like committing suicide. I think that's a very selfish thing too, especially if you have a family. And what basically this guy did was commit suicide. I think, Jennifer, you said.
But it's even more
like
selfish. He took out strangers at the same
yeah.
time.
His way out.
You know,
yeah.
It's even worse.
Yep. Shame on him. And shame on the system that allowed him to have a gun under the circumstances. No, there's no excuse for that. None whatsoever. So, all right, I'm going to take a breath here for a moment. It's 17 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Today is Native American Day. Go back to 1990. South Dakota proclaimed it as a year of reconciliation between the natives and the Caucasian populations. Took a long time to get to this point, didn't it, huh? Changing Columbus Day to Native American Day has got to be what we all do. Columbus Day is the biggest disgrace, waste of time and focus, and it's coming up, a week from next Monday, isn't it? Isn't Columbus Day a week from, or whatever that, whatever
yeah,
we want.
Yeah, usually it's like early to mid-October, right?
Yeah, I think it's a week from Monday. So maybe we should save this for then and have the observance of Native American Day because Columbus Day is, this is one of the things you ladies know who've been around me for a while. How really upsetting I find Columbus Day. Columbus was a cur. He was a horror show. He was a murderer. He was a cheat. He was a liar. And yet the people that write textbooks that want to glorify this guy, whether they're Italians or whether they just, for whatever the reason, want to extol the value and virtue of a white guy coming over here and pushing people around, awful. All right, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, Doug with Jen, Jay, and Victoria with a focus on trending things. We can get off of any number of sites, social media things, and one of the things we want to deal with here earlier in the week, I think we talked about Willie Garson from Sex and the City passing away. Well, there's more on that after this.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June,
right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offers ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so Jay, what's the scoop? How did they find out what his end result was? Did somebody say he had a heart problem?
Cause of death, according. Well, it was.
Let's say Willie Garson's name because
he was battling cancer.
We need to
I said Willie Garson when we were talking about what we were going to talk about. Anyway, go ahead.
Willie Garson, Sex and the City alum, we know that he was battling a secret bout with cancer, and it was a short illness. Well, the obituary states that it was pancreatic cancer.
That'll get you. The end of the road for everybody.
Exactly. It was a very quick one. He was seen recently last month filming a scene for And Just Like That, the follow-up to Sex and the City, with Sarah Jessica Parker, and everybody's been healthy. From Sex and the City and all of the other actors. He looked great. Yeah, yeah, he looked fantastic. So. Everybody's been giving their condolences. Sarah Jessica Parker hasn't really stated anything yet other than a tweet that just said, I'm not ready yet. She was, she and Willie Garson were friends for a long time before they started doing Sex in the City. And just like their on-screen personas, they were best friends in real life. They talked almost every day.
Well, that's tough stuff. You get that when it's pretty much curtains. You get pancreatic cancer and any number of examples, public figures. Patrick Swayze is a good example. And private, I know three or four people who have had it. Lady that just died the other day, there was a friend. It gets you in 3-4 months, you're done. And it don't often show. She didn't, she was 91 and she didn't really show it at all. And she didn't feel it. It just was there and that's it. All right, the house that inspired The Conjuring on sale for $1 million or so. Why is this? People like this?
This is astounding. Yeah. This, I don't know why anybody would want to spend that amount of money on a haunted house. The Conjuring films, it's a whole film series, and they're all really, really scary. Like, really scary films. Probably, I'm somebody who loves scary movies, and these are the most scary films out there. And this house is the home that inspired them, The Conjuring, the original movie of this. It's super haunted. Other people have owned it. A former couple owned it, and they actually opened it up to paranormal investigators, tours, and everything. It is on sale for $1.2 million, but anybody who wants to just go visit the haunted house to get a look-see, the realtors are, you have to show a proof of purchase. You have to show that you have the available funds to actually purchase this to even go look at it.
Really? It's in Burrillville, Rhode Island. Anybody ever been into that place? It's like a no place from nowhere. And nobody...
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's a horrible place. All right, 28 after on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company recently announced its commitment to becoming carbon neutral by 2045. Hyundai's integrated strategy to achieve carbon neutrality rests on the following three pillars: clean mobility, next generation platforms, and green energy. Hyundai showcased the full breadth of its electrified vehicle lineup at this year's IAA, which took place from September the 6th to the 12th in Munich, Germany. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The close-knit hamlet of Blue Point on Long Island is coming together in light of the tragic Gabby Petito murder.
I can't but, you know, help but think that her family is going to be tremendously appreciative of this. You know, it's such a small community, and if we can come together like this for them, it's phenomenal. You know, the circumstances are tragic, but the ability to do this is what makes Blue Point Blue Point, as far as I'm concerned.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, you know, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Funeral arrangements are still being planned. The January 6th Commission subpoenaed a couple of Trump administration officials. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
After the hour, welcome to our program. It's the DJV Show. Doug Steffen presenting, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, with a focus on today, the footprints, the fossils. How about this, ladies? Our ancestry now. Let's see what Ancestry.com and 23andMe does with this. 23,000 years of humanity, apparently according to this discovery in White Sands National Park in New Mexico, 23,000 years. They do carbon dating, right? Isn't that how they find out how old this stuff is? So they found some remains of humans there. The archaeologists have argued for years that humans spread across the Americas only at the end of the last ice age, which was about 13. The last ice age started 18,000 years ago and ended 13,000 years ago. But apparently, before the Ice Age, there were humans, Caucasians. I don't know if they were Caucasian. I guess they were. And so what does that tell us about our history? You look at these tracks. They were first, these people have been fiddling around out there for a few years in the White Sands National Park. And now they have found thousands of footprints across the acres of the park. I wonder if there are more. There have to be more elsewhere, right? If you dig around, one wonders if this will start a whole new series of investigations into places where they have the ability, where the rock would hold the imprints. You know, there were a lot of tracks with the woolly mammoths and sloths. Yeah, have you ever seen a picture of a giant sloth or what they think they look like?
Ooh, yeah, the last time I went on a Match.com date.
Cute. Well, that was my story. Anyway, camels. We had camels in North America? Wow. All right, so University of Alberta. What? Why camel? Who would have thought that there were camels here?
Right, I know. Well, again, this is a lot of archaeologists are considering this a pretty big deal. So, they said it's kind of a bombshell. And then just the fact that we've got 23,000 years now of humans, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. So that means...
If you look at them, they're pretty cute. They look like, real human footprints. They're,
Yeah, well, they are.
Like there's like claws on the bottom or anything?
No.
Tail dragging behind?
That's because they came here from other planets. That's what they're not telling you in the story.
It was the spaceship parking lot, which was, I thought, kind of interesting. They didn't mention that in the story, but...
Aliens seem to love the desert, so, yeah.
Well, you always make fun of me when I give you that hypothesis.
No, I think it's possible we came from other planets. Are you kidding?
Right, yeah. There's no good reason why black people are just in Africa, or they start in Africa. Supposedly the human race started in Africa, but this kind of throws that to the wind, because if we had...
But Africa goes back farther than that, right? Haven't they found artifacts?
Further than 23,000 years?
Yeah, haven't they?
Ooh, I don't think so, but you can check it. That's not what I remember. I had an archaeology course when I was in college. I think archaeology, one of those
fascinating
things.
You guys had just discovered
things.
The pyramids, right, when you were in that class? Too easy, too easy. Right over the plate, Doug. Right over the plate.
I know, right?
You can't throw that into a slugger.
I paid for dinner last week.
With that one.
This is pretty disrespectful. Anyway, that's despite the ladies, I didn't hear Jay laughing. That's good, Jay. That's 2 points for you. Oh, you did?
Yep, I did not laugh at all. Nope.
Okay, let's go to New York City. Sweeping protections for food delivery workers. Why, what's been happening to them? This new legislative package is supposed to improve pay and working conditions. What are you not going to have to drive anymore? What's wrong with their working conditions?
Well, they're on bicycle most of the time. They're not, because in New York City you don't have cars. But they've been, we've talked about this in the tech report with Grubhub and DoorDash and Uber Eats. They've been gypped completely. They're not getting the tips that they deserve. They're not getting the right wages. They just constantly are.
Where does the money go? Let's say somebody tips you $100 or they tip you $20. How can they keep it? Oh, because people pay on credit cards.
Yes, exactly. Ah. And so everything is already done. It's prepaid. And so they're charging extra delivery fees, and then they make it look like that's being passed on to the 65,000 delivery drivers around New York City who were literally designated as essential workers, and yet they still don't even have basic work protection. So this is a big deal. The New York City Council has passed this package now, and so it will improve pay and working conditions. They're not allowed to. They're out literally delivering all night long, and they're not even allowed to use the bathrooms of the restaurants where they're picking up food. That now has changed with this new legislation. I mean, you can't be that much of a hypocrite and consider these people essential workers and yet deny them basic human rights like a bathroom. So that's the answer of what's wrong, how they're being treated. I'm sure there are many more issues too beyond that.
Wow. I don't live in this world. I don't order stuff, so I don't.
Yeah, but I feel like this is like such American greed. You know, it's like we want everything. And I was a New Yorker for a very long time. It gets annoying if like your food isn't there within 20 minutes, right? Because everything in New York City is so close. And so, you know, New Yorkers have this attitude of I want this delivered at 3 a.m. and I want it this way and I want it that way. And yet, you know, you don't even think about the human being on the other end of that. And so I think that this is a really important piece of legislation, which will probably then pop up in other cities. I would assume Los Angeles and New York usually have a lot of parallels. I'm sure Los Angeles is either has similar legislation or is working on it.
I would hope they don't have too many, given what the life in Los Angeles is all about. I hope there aren't too many parallels, frankly. How many people know who Linda Evangelista is? Raise your hands. I'm guessing.
Iconic in the 90s, yeah.
Supermodel queen, yeah.
Right. So she has opened up about the reason she stepped away from the camera. Apparently there's an Instagram post that shows her permanent deformities because she went through cool sculpting. So somebody's going to have to explain what that is.
I was just going to be funny that she stepped away and was because she was hungry probably, but the supermodels used to be so
skinny.
Thin. Now there's more. I mean, now there still are, but there's definitely a little bit more inclusivity, I think, with people's body types. But they were walking coat hangers. It was during the early 90s.
Was in.
Excuse me, with Kate Moss and all of these people. Oh, gosh.
So cool sculpting, Doug. So what that is it freezes the fat, and then you essentially just pee it out. And so I'm not sure. I mean, again, this is a procedure. It's that is used all the time. I don't know what happened to her, but apparently she had to have several painful surgeries to correct what went wrong, and that still made it worse. And so now she has some sort of rare but serious side effect called PAH. I can't even begin to say the whole word. And the targeted fat cells in the treatment actually grow bigger instead of becoming smaller. So I'm assuming she probably has a lot of, like, lumps and bumps around her midsection and maybe her thighs, because that's typically where cool sculpting is done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the truth is, though, let's be honest. 5 years ago, Linda Evangelista probably didn't need this. At 51 years old, she was, you know, probably looking around on Instagram and seeing Cindy Crawford still looks skinny and is working. Christy Turlington hasn't really aged. Naomi Campbell, who's older than all of them, is still working. She probably felt, you know, some FOMO and wanted to get back out there. And, I mean, she's still gorgeous. Her face is still beautiful, as it always was. So she probably didn't even need this and maybe fell victim to peer pressure or just, you know.
Would you talk about this on your podcast, Beauty Pop?
Oh, we already, yeah, my co-host sent this to me, and we're like, okay, we need to break this down. We're going to have an esthetician on with us.
What is
FOMO? Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out.
Okay. Tiger King 2, premiere date announced by Netflix. I'm just throwing that out there because you're all nut birds when it comes to
this. Wait, when is it?
Do not group me in with this. No.
Come on, Jay.
Tiger King is amazing.
Absolutely not.
When is it debuting?
I don't know, this year, the end of the year?
Yeah, the end of the year, around Christmas time.
What's it going to be? Just a follow-up of him in prison and
I hope so.
Carol Baskin wearing more awful clothing?
I hope so. Take all of it. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to watch. Yes.
Why, though? What is there about this?
Because if you always ask that question, why do you watch Chicago Fire?
Yeah.
Why do you watch
I'm not. Chicago Fire is too sophomoric for me. Of all the Chicago, I like Mid.
Why do you watch Law and Order?
Yeah.
Or Law and Order because the stories are good, and I like Mariska Hargitay.
Okay, well, the story here is so unbelievable that if it wasn't real life, you wouldn't believe it. So, like, that's one of the things that sucks you in. There isn't a single likable character in any of this. And it's just, you just sit there and you're like, this is amazing. This is a slice of these people's lives. And it's real and it's bizarre.
Is it real? You get into the psyche of this guy. He was a con artist, right? Wasn't that basically the story?
But do you think that Tiger King left? But do you think that it was as big as it is because people were bored during the pandemic and watched
it?
If it was years ago, would it have been this big of a hit?
No. The only reason I watched it, I wasn't bored during the pandemic, but everybody was talking about it, so I'm like, all right, I'll try one episode. But you get hooked. It's very...
Yeah. Lewis and I watched the first episode. Yeah, Lewis and I watched the first episode, and then when it was over, we literally looked at each other, and I'm like, that's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. We have to keep going. And he said, yeah, he's like, I need to know how this ends.
That was Ryan. We watched the first episode, and I was like, nope, that's I'm not going to get that time in my life back. I'm done. I'm out. It's all you. And he watched the rest of it. He loved it. I couldn't hang.
This is the Friday DJV program. A lot of people are making plans for the first weekend of fall. A lot of people are going to farms. There are no leaves turning where I am, and it'd probably be late because it's so wet,
which
is good. Not where you are either, I'm going to guess. Phil down
green
in Washington? Nah, they won't. They're always late down there. It's like November Thanksgiving before the leaves change down there. The further south you go, the later it is, and the quicker it is. They have spring in Washington. I remember working down there. It was spring late in February, which is kind of cool. At any rate, there are a lot of people decorating their homes. Pumpkins all over the place where I am. And I could even smell my friend Hansen, who's got the farm, is making donuts on the farm. People go out and they pick their pumpkins from his lot. They go into the corn maze, hay rides on my farm this week. I've got a horse-drawn carriage for people this weekend. Next week we have the Civil War reenactment that we have every year. We didn't have it last year. But there will be thousands of people that come to the farm to see that. And we actually have, there are men that dress up as Confederate soldiers and Union soldiers, and they have the old guns and stuff. And they actually redo battles from the Civil War around the farm. And people are excited about it. The cows are scared about the guns.
Aww.
So put them in a different, put them in a different pasture. Speaking of different, Matthew McConaughey says he's measuring the idea of running for governor against Greg Abbott. He thinks there was a poll released this week suggests he beat Abbott
really
44%.
Well.
Yeah, he did.
Doing better than Beto O'Rourke, who's going to run for governor as well.
Right, not a waste of time he is. 47 after the hour, we were talking about this lady, Ms. Evangelista, and what she went through. Let's go to the opposite side of the spectrum for a moment and talk about the people who have put on so much weight over COVID, and they still haven't. There are a lot of folks who've gone on the Calitrin program, and they have lost the weight, and they're great examples of what can be done. We all know that folks have gotten pretty uncomfortable because they sat around. Where'd you go? What would you do? You couldn't go to the gym. So the gaining of weight became something that everybody was talking about. So now working your way back to the place that you want to be, as we try to find some normalcy, includes using Calitrin, which is a specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme aloe vera combination that aids your body in repair and rebuilding the muscle that you want to have rather than the fat. So the breaking down of proteins, all that, I don't have to go through the technical stuff, the scientific stuff, nah. Just the 24 years they've been in existence from then to now has brought millions of people relief when it comes to the problem of not losing the weight so much as keeping it off. So keep that in mind. When you go to toploss.com, you also are getting the early fall special using the DJV code. You get $10 off every single bottle you go to the website. Get it. Get the $10 off and free shipping. Use the code DJV. Lose weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find the piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for...
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now. It's time for us to check and review the top five tech stories of the week as an ancillary accompaniment to both the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown show. We start with number five, Victoria, which we were talking about DoorDash. We have lots of conversation about that.
Yeah.
And so this is about expanding what their delivery options are, it looks like.
Yes, yeah, so they announced this week that they're expanding their alcohol delivery service to 20 new states, as well as the District of Columbia and Canada and Australia. They say that this new plan will reach 100 million adults. And so before the pandemic, DoorDash was only delivering alcohol in California, and then when the pandemic hit, they started expanding as states were, you know, trying to keep restaurants open. They eased all the restrictions with alcohol. So you can get to go, you know, cocktails, you can get to go bottles of wine or liquor from restaurants. And so DoorDash now says they'll pick up their meal, your meal, as well as whatever you want to drink. And so ID is required for, obviously you have to be 21 or older, and so they will check ID upon delivery. But this is, they say that this is actually, Uber Eats, which is DoorDash's biggest competitor, they acquired the alcohol delivery service called Drizzly, and that was just in February a couple months ago.
What a name.
I know. And that was worth $1.1 billion. So alcohol delivery is a big business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number four, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Google expanding again.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprising move for a lot of made news this week. A lot of people weren't really thinking that Google would invest this much in real estate right now, especially at a time where most people are working from home and a lot of employees are trying to negotiate those circumstances going forward. And so Google has is buying a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion. It's one of the clearest signs so far that technology companies are, you know, they have a growing appetite for office space. And so this deal of the new, for the new building on Manhattan's west side is the most expensive sale of a single U.S. office building since the start of the pandemic. It's also one of the priciest in history. It's a 1.3 million square foot waterfront building. So it looks like they're heavily considering, like a lot of other tech companies, they really like New York City because you have a talent pool that's kind of unlike any other city. And so they, right now, Google employs 12,000 people in New York. So I guess they want everyone back in the office.
Between Google and Amazon taking over the world. Yeah. Number three, General Motors and a focus on the Bolt batteries that have been nothing but a problem for them.
True. And so General Motors said this week that they're going to start swapping new batteries into the Chevy Bolt electric vehicles in October. Now, this is, of course, after the massive recall that was because of dozens of fires that took place. These batteries are made by LG. They're still working with LG, and LG apparently has a software update that can help prevent these batteries from overheating and then catching on fire. So in the meantime, they say Bolt owners should still park outside, away from your home, after charging. You should not charge your vehicle indoors, and don't close the garage door if you do decide to leave it indoors. So, not fun. Lots of workarounds.
Apple's next generation operating system seems to have made it to the surface. That's number two this week, Victoria.
Yep, iOS 15 is available now for download. It has some new features that are pretty cool. Some of the highlights, the map situation has been totally overhauled. iOS brings voice isolation and spatial audio to FaceTime calls, making it easier to figure out who's talking to you on the screen and where they're coming from. You now can also share a link to FaceTime with Android users and Microsoft apps, which has never been done before. So this is really cool that now you can have other people who don't have an iPhone or, you know, any Apple device, they can join in on the FaceTime call.
All right. Number one in the top five tech stories of the week, back to Microsoft. This really is interesting. I don't understand how it'll work. You'll explain. I know you will.
Yep, so I think this is really cool. Microsoft is making it easier for those of us who struggle to keep track of our passwords or remember which ones we've used, and especially since the most common password around the planet is still password 1234. So, and that's true. And so this week, Microsoft has introduced a brand new system, and so they say Microsoft users can ditch the passwords altogether, and you can use what the company is now calling passwordless future. And so what you're going to do is you're going to log into an app you're going to use the Microsoft Authenticator, which connects to your phone or Windows Hello, and that lets you sign into your account with your face, your fingerprint, or your personal identification number, your PIN. And so customers will then also be able to use a security key or have a verification code sent to their phone, so it makes it even more, it's more secure, actually, than having a password that someone could guess. So this is good news for people who don't want to keep remembering passwords.
All right, there it is, the good news all the way around. A great overview of the top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here, 59 past.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.